The Massachusetts economy continues to feel the bite of the coronavirus pandemic, with cities experiencing budget shortfalls and small businesses fighting to stay open. The pandemic has hit tourism especially hard, with projected losses in the billions due to fewer visitors in places like the Cape and the Islands and the city of Boston itself. We're joined now by Martha Sheridan, CEO of the Greater Boston Convention and Visitors Bureau. She's here to talk about how local tourism has fared during the pandemic and what to expect in the future. Good morning, Martha, and thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
So let's jump right into the numbers. How much has tourism dropped off during the summer compared to last year as a result of the pandemic?
Well, the most recent data we have is for the month of July, and our occupancy in July was 13.8% in 2020. And in 2019, it was 90.1%.
That's hotel occupancy.
That's hotel occupancy. So clearly a significant decline due to the coronavirus. And I think the same could be said across all sectors of the tourism industry.
Well, what's been hit the hardest in the tourism industry, do you think, beyond hotel occupancy?
Obviously, restaurants, we all know, are suffering greatly, bars, and of course, our attractions and museums and cultural institutions, many of which remain completely shuttered as we speak. So it's pretty much across the board. The industry has been profoundly impacted in every way.
What have you heard about why potential tourists or convention holders are staying away from the area? What's on their minds?
Well, I think the reasons are different. So for tourists, you know, obviously the preference right now leans towards outdoor activities. For meeting planners, you know, I think it really is going to all boil down to when is a vaccine in place. I just can't imagine that any large-scale meetings will take place until that happens. So, and you know, meeting planners have to contend with their own internal travel policies, which in many instances for corporations have pretty much been stymied. And then also they have to take very close looks at the protocols and regulations within each state that they plan to hold events in. And that's a huge part of our hotel market mix. So, you know, make no mistake, the hotels will not recover even close to fully until we see movement in the meeting and convention sector.
I'm wondering about tourists themselves and how much tourism is affected by the state's own safety and travel restrictions, which you've been talking about, versus individual people just being nervous about the virus itself. Is there any way to gauge that?
Obviously, both come into play when it comes to leisure travel. So the quarantine restrictions in Massachusetts right now are fairly restrictive, and we can only welcome visitors from a very small sample of states. We follow a weekly travel sentiment survey done by one of our national research partners, and we do see there is a bit of pent-up demand starting to come into play for the Boston area, which is terrific. But there is definitely still a hesitation on the part of the general consumer population and their willingness to travel at this time.
So let me ask you then, what do you think the new normal will look like for Boston's tourism and convention business as we look ahead to the end of this year, or more to the point, next year, if there is a coronavirus vaccine in place, which is, of course, a big question mark?
Our hotels will rely almost exclusively on leisure visitation and visitation associated with colleges and universities, and a very small amount of corporate travel, which would probably be affiliated with the medical and pharmaceutical sector. So we are hopeful that a vaccine will start to loosen up some of the regulations on the meetings market. But I think even then, it will be a slow climb back. I think 21 is going to be a year of very slow recovery, and we would probably look to 22 and even beyond to get us back to where we were prior to the pandemic.
Martha Sheridan, CEO of the Greater Boston Convention and Visitors Bureau, thanks a lot for speaking with us.
Thank you. It was my pleasure. Have a great day.